Roll call, please.
Badger?
Present.
Eck?
Here.
Metcalf?
Here.
Rogers?
Here.
Tylan?
Here.
Westcott?
Here.
And Skrull?
Here. Seven in attendance. Minutes of the previous meeting. May I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Thank you. And a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Thank you.
We have a special guest this evening from the Springfield Platform Tennis Association. Tim and Rod, are you here?
Tom,
did I misread it? Okay, don't have my glasses. Tom and Rod.
To introduce this a little bit to the board, the Park District has had a long-standing partnership with the Springfield Tennis Association, or the Springfield Platform Tennis Association, and I think most recently the Platform Tennis Club has donated some significant funds and some in-kind donations to do some really exciting improvements to the Platform Tennis Course. So if you'd like to say anything to the board, we want to kind of bring it out and say thank you for the long partnership that we've had together.
I would like to say thank you to you guys. Thanks to Sean for working with us. I brought some paddles just so you can see, just a lot of people still don't know that we exist in Springfield. We are very fortunate that we have four courts, and they're the only four courts you can find between St. Louis and Chicago.
So
it is that.
I love to hear that.
That and we are really pushing to try to keep the sport alive and growing in Springfield. To that end, I brought some players over here with me, my son, some younger players, some not so young players.
Careful there.
It's really a fun sport. The four courts are located back behind Washington Park, behind the regular tennis courts. And you'll notice that we have the chicken wire fencing all the way around those courts. They're the same size or similar to a pickleball court, but it's a completely different sport. You can tell that the paddles are heavier, the balls move very quickly, and it's just a fun winter sport, and we play all year round, but in the wintertime is when the sport is really one of the best things to do outside.
I've always wondered about that. I know that the courts are heated, right? And I know we brought some from Bloomington with your help, right?
With some of the other players before me.
Yes.
They had actually found a court in Bloomington that was adjacent to a hotel, and it wasn't being used, and they acquired this was some 20 years ago.
Right? They have been around for a while.
So they acquired these courts and had them put up years ago. Before my time, I've been playing for about 15 years. Actually, Tom over here is the one that got me interested. I was literally walking through Washington Park, saw him playing there. I'm like, what is this sport? And he's like, get up here and try it. And it really keeps me going through the wintertime. It's just a great way to get out and get some exercise. You're right, there are heaters underneath the platform tennis. It's kind of like a metal decking surface. And when it snows or when there's, you know, precipitation, you turn the heaters on, it dries off the courts, and you're good to play. So, and I understand that you are one of the few people up here that have played. We would love to see you come back out.
Sounds like a challenge.
You didn't say play well.
You did say
let's get a vote on that.
I hope you do it.
Because we do play in the wintertime, it is dark out when we're playing. So so this check is money that we came up with. A lot of players put in their own amount to purchase LED lights that are going to drastically improve the level of the game and literally shine a light on this sport that we're so fortunate to have in Springfield.
Well, thank you so much. We're truly grateful, and the partnership, thank you.
There you go.
And I will hand it. this is a newer group. Some of the people that you know came with the previously some of the older time players, but it is a long-standing sport in Springfield, and we're very proud of it. We're very proud to have it here. I did not know we were the only ones between St. Louis and Chicago, but you know, people often underestimate what Springfield has to offer. And so we're grateful, I just want to say this, we're grateful for the longstanding partnership, because it is because of the partnership that we have 4 pickleball courts that are heated, lit, and platform tennis.
Don't get pickleball. First word. Don't
I'm so sorry. You know what I meant. Go ahead, Chris. Say it to me.
I think you guys, because for me, this is the first time hearing about platform tennis, and you know, that's partly my own fault, I guess, because I haven't looked into everything. But I think that it would be a wonderful idea if you guys got some pictures for us when you had people out there playing. Get it to us for the social media context.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
So we can share this and we can talk about how it's the only one in Central Illinois region, the only one between here and Chicago and St. Louis and even Indianapolis. You know, let's talk about the fact that you guys are here and let's get some pictures up with you guys playing, showing people what it's about.
Do you have classes?
Actually, they are. We are working with Santana, on Sidavong, I believe is his name. We are working with him. He is going to get back. We've had a guy, a pro from down in the St. Louis area, came a year ago, put on a little clinic, and we're going to have him come back out and do it again. Hopefully here either in late January or February.
When you do, building on what Chris, I mean, that's a great idea, Chris. And when you do, let us know, and we'll help you promote it, because then the sport can grow.
Yeah.
And you know, that's always a good thing. And then you'll be back here asking us for more.
So here's the thing. It's special enough that we're the only platform court between St. Louis and Chicago. But typically the sport is a country club sport. So the fact that the Park District has this and it's free for anybody that wants to come out and play and to try out something that would normally require a lot of money to play in a country club. It's just a wonderful advantage that we have here. I got my son to play, and he's gotten some of his friends to play, and I'm hopeful that we can continue to draw upon some of our youth, some of the high school tennis players, so they can get to play this wonderful sport. Whenever they move somewhere else outside of Springfield, there's an opportunity, there's something that they've already done that, again, it's somewhat exclusive, and, you know, mostly Northeast and Chicago and then some out in Colorado as well, but it's just kind of a rare thing to find right here in Central Illinois, so we're very happy and thankful.
Well, we are too, and thank you very much, and you know, we are absolutely want to be your partner in helping the sport grow. So as you work on that, tell us how we can help, and we'll be happy to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Next time the counselor is out there, you can take a video.
That's why I passed these around, because this is as of the last year. I bought some nice demo paddles so that anybody can come out and try it. But we have older paddles, probably back from when you were playing. So we're getting an upgrade on equipment, but pretty much all you need is a paddle, the balls, and you know, and some layers of clothing.
Now, you're not playing, like, Friday, right?
No. We typically play Mondays, our league night, and then Thursdays we have just open game night so anybody can show up and play. Not probably going to play tomorrow, though.
Do let us know so we can start posting that and put it on our website. And,
sure.
Yeah, we'd like
you
to
know,
do that.
You know, a really interesting video would be to get Sean in the chipmunk costume again, out there with a paddle playing.
Okay, all in favor?
Against Santa.
Thank you again.
To build a sport.
Yeah, exactly. I love it. Well, thank you again. And thank you for coming out tonight. We really very much appreciate it. Thank you. Would anybody else like to address the board tonight? Okay, thank you. CJ, finance?
Stephen is under the weather today. Yeah.
Make a motion. I'll make the motion to approve ordinance number 1490-22 regarding surplus and sale of property.
Second. Motion and a second. Further discussion? Roll call, please.
Badger.
Aye.
Eck.
Aye.
Metcalf.
Aye.
Rogers.
Aye.
Tylan.
Aye.
Westcott.
Aye.
And Scrope.
Aye. Seven ayes and no nays.
Next, we'll have multiple discussions on the tax last year, 2020, table of 2023. With that, I'd like to make a motion to approve ordinance 1493-22 regarding the tax levy year 2022, table of 2023.
Second.
Thank you. I have a motion and a second for the discussion. Roll call, please.
Badger.
Aye.
Eck.
Aye.
Metcalf.
Aye.
Rogers.
Aye.
Tylan.
Aye.
Westcott.
Aye.
And Scrope.
Aye. Seven ayes and no nays.
Following that up, I'd like to make a motion to approve ordinance 1494-22 regarding the bond levy abatement.
Second.
Motion and a second. Further discussion. Roll call, please.
Badger.
Aye.
Eck.
Aye.
Metcalf.
Aye.
Rogers.
Aye.
Tyler.
Aye.
Westcott.
Aye.
And Skrull.
Aye. Seven ayes and no nays. Thank you, CJ. Mallory, Rec and Marketing?
Yeah, I want to make a motion to approve social media policy.
Yeah. Can we get that motion pending legal review so we can get the council's opportunity to get their eyes on it as well?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
It's the second amended? As amended?
Yes, as amended.
Thank you. I have a motion and a second to approve our new social media policy pending legal review. I have a motion and a second, right? Roll call, please.
Badger.
Aye.
Eck.
Aye.
Metcalf.
Aye.
Rogers.
Aye.
Tylan.
Aye.
Westcott.
Aye.
And Scrooge.
Aye. Seven ayes and no nays. Thank you, and thank you for staff to put it together. Appreciate that. We have our 2023 board meeting scheduled. Did anybody have any additional concerns? Okay. Motion to approve, please.
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
Roll call, please.
Badger?
Aye.
Beck?
Aye.
Metcalf?
Aye.
Rogers?
Aye.
Tylan?
Aye.
Westcott.
Aye.
And Scrope.
Aye. Seven ayes and no nays. I need a motion to approve our November 2022 Statement of Claims and Visa Bills.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Further discussion? Roll call, please.
Badger.
Aye.
Eck.
Aye.
Metcalf.
Aye.
Rogers.
Aye.
Tylan.
Aye.
Westcott.
Aye.
And Scrope.
Aye. Seven ayes and no nays. We also need, I will do these simultaneously, a motion to approve ordinance for 1491-22 and 1492-22 regarding property annexation. May I have a motion to approve?
I'll move this motion for ordinance 1491-22 and 1492-22 for property annexation.
Thank you.
So quick question. So yes. These are just piggybacking on the city annexation?
Yep, these are
standard practice?
Yep, these are under the Section 310, which is the what we affectionately call the piggyback annexation. So the city has annexed these properties, and to remain coterminous with the city, we're recommending adopting these two. We also have copies of the ordinance and the plot maps if anybody from the public would like to view them.
Thank you. Thank you, CJ. Do you want to second that, or may I have a second?
Second.
But I'm glad I'm not the only one stepping on my own toes tonight. I just... You just did that to have my back, I know. Motion in a second. I'm working on it. I'm working on it. We're almost there. Roll call, please.
Badge.
Aye.
Eck.
Aye.
Metcalf.
Aye.
Rogers.
Aye.
Tylan.
Aye.
Westcott.
Aye.
And Skrull.
Aye. Seven ayes and no nays. I just want to wish everybody a safe, warm, and happy holiday season.
If you haven't made it out to the zoo lights, it is worth going.
Oh, I'm going. I just don't think
just
I'm
don't
going.
Don't wait.
I'm not.
Yeah.
May I have a motion to adjourn?
Someone.
A second. All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? And I just have to say...